I seen one sell to a sale the other day. I forget what it did sell to, but it was all just all banged up. But this looks just like new.
Yeah. This is a real mansion.
And this is quite a large one. I suppose it would be on around this big.
Do you know another thing that sells?
It'll hold a barrel.
So at the sales now is dinner bells.
Oh, yes.
They just wild about dinner bells.
I know my dad bought one about 10 years ago, and he's so proud of it. It hangs outside the house, and he just wouldn't take anything for it.
I got one out here that used to call me to dinner. Our neighbor's bell rang at 11 o'clock, and then I knew in 30 minutes of mine would be ringing.
Earl's nephew wants that bell so bad, but he don't want to pay so much for them. And Earl went for sale Saturday to get one, and it sold for around $40.
He only wants to pay $15, but he ain't going to be able to get one. There's one downtown, antique dealer. She got one for $35.
He better buy it.
But he didn't want that one. But I don't think he'll buy one cheaper than that, because they're going high.
This takes us back to our youth, and I did fail to ask you, was there a school around here close that you...
Yes, right up here.
Corner.
About a mile.
At Georgetown?
No, right up here.
Closer.
Yes.
Just up first corner, do you remember?
First corner.
Yes.
And south, just
but the house, schoolhouse burned down now. It is, brick schoolhouse is burned.
Do they have grades up through 8 or...
Well, they used to, but in this township there isn't a school anymore. There isn't a school in this township anymore.
No, there's no schoolhouse. There's only... Well, we got them most all tore down.
Now, did you go to that school too?
No.
No, I went up to where the Georgetown grocery is.
Yes.
Half a mile south.
That was a grade school too.
Oh, yes.
Were there any high schools in this area?
No.
Not until you get to Harlan and Hicksville.
Yes, at that time.
We lived just north of the grocery a little way, about 40 rod, and we lived down here half a mile to the schoolhouse. That's how I lived on that place until we were married. And this was her father's farm, and her son was killed in the First World War. He was all upset, and he wanted me to take over on this one. So he didn't have any responsibility on this.
Yes.
In Scipio, the young people at that time, my brother, Bruno, later than that, they all went to Hicksville to high school. But now with George's young folk boys, here we are inside of Hicksville, and they have to go to Woodlawn to high school.
Strange.
It's disgusting, sort of. It irks me. And, you know, I couldn't understand. One of the high school teachers, she said, well, maybe if they paid tuition, they could get down there. And I said, why? Mary, they've always paid tuition down there. To think that she wouldn't realize that they had to pay tuition. Of course, I know they don't have room for them.
But
your brother went to Hicksville.
No,
school.
He didn't. That was before
yes.
He was in high school.
Did either of you go to the Hicksville or
no,
Ireland?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, it would have been quite difficult, I would think. I mean, it was
well,
quite a distance.
You'd have had to walk, took a horse. There was a boy when we lived north of Georgetown. We were 3 miles from Harlan, and he lived up from the grocery north, 2 miles. He walked out to Harlan in the morning, home at night. All winter. Now you find a boy to do that today, actually.
Oh.
I think it's a disgrace the way the teachers are striking and doing now.
Oh yes, I certainly agree.
I think it's disgraceful. I think they're getting good salaries.
This year.
It surely interferes with the kids' education.
Spoon. Vase.
Vase. I might have said bowl.
Wash dishes.
Must wash the dishes.
But he's been washing the dishes.
I've been doing the housework ever since she got her hand work, cooking and washing.
Well, it's mighty nice that you can get in.
She does her own sleeping.